Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Today's bumper music was chosen by Eve West Bessier. Eve West Bessier is the new poet laureate of the city of Davis. She has been living in Davis, California for more than 25 years, though she was born overseas in the Netherlands and raised in the California Bay Area. Some of you might know her as a music teacher, as a drama teacher, as a performance artist, as a life coach. Do you do vocal coaching too, Eve? Vocal coaching too, she nods. She earned her BA in English from San Francisco State University and her master's degree in education right here at UC Davis. We've got four Aggies in the house where she worked as a researcher for a number of years. She's won a number of prizes as a poet, including the Catherine Hollwein Award and first place for poetry in the 2000 California Focus on Writers Contest. Her poems have appeared in a great number of journals that we'll talk about when I reintroduce her halfway through the segment. And her poem, Zoo You Boogaloo, was nominated for a Pushcart Prize in 2003. Very pleased to welcome her back to this program. Eve West Bessier, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thanks, Dr. Andy. It's great to be back here. I remember sitting here many, many years ago.
That was a whole bunch of years ago. I've been doing the show for 12 years now, and that must have been at least six.
Probably more like, yeah, at least six, maybe even closer to 10.
That's right. We've been around for a long time, and finally, the city of Davis has recognized you for your poetry work and advocacy, including with the school children of Davis, by naming you the Poet Laureate of the city of Davis. Congratulations. Where's my bell? Congratulations. Good for you. How did you feel about that?
You know, I was thinking about this morning, and, well, first of all, when I found out, I jumped up and down several times.
That's great.
And it's just such a meaningful honor for me. You know, and not that other honors are not meaningful, but this one is particularly meaningful.
It's nice to have honors to choose from and decide which ones are meaningful.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, not all of us can do that. But yes, obviously a meaningful honor. And why don't you tell folks at home what it means to be Poet Laureate. You're our second Poet Laureate ever. Allegra Silberstein was our first, and she also did a fine job. What does it mean to be a Poet Laureate, and what will it mean to you?
Well, I think on the one hand, it's very open. Mm-hmm. So the City of Davis and the Arts Commission have basically said, run with it, do whatever you'd like to do. So there are very few specifics as to what I'm, quote unquote, supposed to do, other than certainly write a few poems dedicated to the city and perform at a few different events. I'm not sure what they will be yet. I will have an official ceremony on September 25th in City Hall.
That's great.
Which will be very exciting. I actually asked them if we could possibly delay it. They wanted to do it in August, but my mother, who still lives in the Netherlands, is going to come visit in September, so she'll be really excited about being there.
Wonderful.
I intend to really do a lot of collaborative work with the visual arts and with, as you know, I'm a jazz singer and love music, so there will be a lot of music and visual art and probably some dance involved. I am trying to cook up a video project, a poetry video project that will be a little bit like a man-in-the-street interview where I will spontaneously get people to create poetry, people who really didn't think that poetry was part of their life. I'm going to somehow get them to see that it is.
That's great. In terms of your background in these other arts, many people know you perhaps even first as a jazz singer. Some people know you for the musical work that you do in addition to or separate from your poetry. But how about these other art forms? Have you worked in video? Like a chance to bring in some technology on the Poetry and Technology Hour is always welcome. So have you done work in video before, in audio, in splicing with these sorts of software packages?
Well, I actually produced or co-produced two educational videos for UC Davis a few years back when I worked for UC Davis. They're both music videos, essentially. They're in tobacco prevention education, And I did the soundtracks for both of them. One of them is actually in Spanish, and I hired someone to sing for that one. But I did do the vocals and the background music, along with Chris Sanborn, who has an Impulse recording studio here in Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I actually spent some time in Puerto Rico learning how to set up village radio stations.
How great.
So my Master of Education actually focused on community development, mm-hmm. and specifically, this is pre-internet,
wow.
Distance education, using computers and radio for bringing people together, for disseminating information, educational programs. And also, my particular interest was in maintaining and bringing back native traditions, native languages, culture, just preservation of cultures through radio. So
that's terrific.
Yeah.
So, and something I heartily agree with, I've been doing distance education with radio for a dozen years now, and I find it to be really rewarding. The best part for me is to never let people, never let on to people that they're actually being educated. People don't always want to be told that they're being educated, especially adults. So, you know, if you feature an interview with a dynamic jazz artist, and they say, oh, I'll listen to that. And before you know it, they're learning about Puerto Rico and distance education using radio.
Amazing.
Yves West-Bessier is my guest here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. She's the accomplished poet and writer who was chosen to serve as the Davis Poet Laureate. Her regime as Poet Laureate will run from 2012 to 2014. And I'm sure she has a number of decrees that she's readying. We're going to take a quick break and hear a public service announcement from the Linux Users Group of Davis. And then when we return, we will hear some actual poetic output from our new Poet Laureate here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. I'm sure my guest Yves West-Bessier was having trouble not singing along. Is that Ella Fitzgerald we hear in the background?
Sure sounds like her to me.
Sounds like it to me as well. So Eve, you're a poet, but why jazz? Let's make arguments for all of the neglected arts. Tell me about your relationship with jazz.
My relationship with jazz. Okay. Well, when I was growing up in San Francisco, mm-hmm. my mom and my stepfather and my stepsister, we used to take little trips up to this, you know, up to Tahoe, and I would drive through Davis and in the summer and think, who would ever live here?
Right.
Yes. So I've been here for almost 26 years. But my stepdad liked to listen to big band jazz, so I kind of grew up with that. Also a lot of classical music. And my relationship with jazz, I think I find jazz and poetry to be very similar in that when I write poetry, I really feel like I'm using the musical language, the music of the language, mm-hmm. to improvise and create melody and rhythm, which is what language does. It uses melody and rhythm. We don't generally think of our regular spoken language as being musical, but it is.
Right.
It uses pitch and rhythm. And so there is a jazzy element to just talking. And so I like the combination of the rhythm and melody of the words and the rhythm and melody of the music without words and blending them together. And I've just always liked the sound of jazz and the fact that it's very free form and you can do a lot with it.
Excellent. All right, Eve, I think people at home, they're probably thinking to themselves, less tuning and more crooning. Let's hear some poetry. So what have you chosen to share with listeners this afternoon?
Well, it's interesting that you played Ella Fitzgerald because she actually shows up in this poem.
Excellent.
And it's a poem I wrote about the very simple act of boiling water, which I love to write poems about very mundane things. Set to boil. In the molecular jive, the atoms dive and ricochet this way and that, like Ella in a Rippin's scat. Electrons spin like wildcats, tearing from their orbital norms and slamming into the swing of this hippest combo, H2O. Wouldn't you know, the show is just starting, with hydrogen bopping off the top of the solid groove and making its move into a gaseous state, where the joint gets to steaming and riffs are steaming like pure heat off the street of dreams. The kettle screams, and the hydro and oxy teams are dodging, digging, looping, hooping, tripping, and ripping at the seams of form. Bop is the top of the heap when it comes to reaping a fine line to blow your mind and your own horn. Scorn the rule that says only fools jive in where angels fear.
That's great. Tell me again the title of that poem.
Set to Boil.
Set to Boil. When you're writing a poem like that, do you have music in the background? Do you draft it over a great number of days or weeks or months? What is your composition process like?
For the poems that are specifically jazz-related, mm-hmm. I actually listen preferably to live jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go somewhere where I know there's going to be some live jazz, and I'll take a notebook, and I'll infuriate the musicians because they think I'm some kind of critic, and I'm scribbling away furiously. And I just write, I improvise along with them and just kind of write whatever comes. Obviously a lot of it I don't use, but
right.
Sometimes some really good nuggets come out. Sometimes the entire poem just shows up in that way. So it's almost like, I think of it as almost like a horn solo where a musician will solo over the changes in a piece of music. Sometimes I have a preconceived notion of what the poem's going to be about. Like in this case, I wanted to write something that talked about the excitement of boiling water, which if you're staring at it may not be that exciting while you're waiting, but mm-hmm. there is definitely a molecular excitement that happens, right?
Absolutely. And from our previous conversations, I know that you're more of a tea drinker than a beer drinker, let's say. And so you're also writing what you know.
Very good.
Spend some time waiting for that water to boil.
I think I actually wrote this in Boulder, Colorado, and it takes longer to boil it at altitude, you know.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was probably part of the poem that didn't make the final cut.
Probably.
You compared the different boiling times. Yves West-Bessier is here, and we're talking about poetry. She's been widely published, including in the North American Review, Calliope, Lyric, Manzanita, Seeker, the Sacramento anthology called 100 Poems, and Heart Flip. She's got two chapbooks out, Roots Music and Splash, published by Deep Press. And as I mentioned earlier, her poem, Zoo You Boogaloo, was nominated for a Pushcart Prize in 2003. Yves, let's hear another one.
Okay. I also love to combine singing mm-hmm. pieces of blues and jazz and then kind of segueing into a poem. So I'll do that with this one. This is a piece called Sugar by Stanley Turrentine with lyrics by John Hendricks. And I'll sing just a little bit of it and then I'm going to segue into a poem.
Great.
When you've been abused and misery and scorn be following you round. And all the while there's trouble and trial that's battering you down. When all you see is suffering and strife, there really ain't no doubt despondency's rife. I'm telling you indeed some sugar's what you need to sweeten up your life. Oklahoma Memory. Listening to Sugar by Stanley Turrentine. He owned a barbershop, while his wife, Arlene, ran the mom and pop mercantile on Main, until the Great Depression came and leveled dreams like a holy roller. And dreams in pieces are hard to glue together under the pall of such heavy weather and dust as thick as sorrow that billowed in the acrid wind the color of rust and penny cinnamon candy. He became a handyman, but even that profession was less in demand as everyone was fixing their own broken lives and plumbing and raking their own yards. All the yarns he used to tell about his wild childhood ran together like paint in the rain, and the taxes and the bills came again and again without enough on the table or to make the ends of their lives meet together, weave together like a web of sweet optimism that someday, not too much hope away, he would have a place of his own to hang that old barber pole, and his wife Arlene wouldn't have to clean the houses of those few remaining ladies of leisure whose lives still smelled of lavender.
That's very nice. I love the leisure and lavender at the end. Terrific. And were you in Oklahoma when you wrote that poem?
I have never been to Oklahoma.
I've only traveled across it.
Yeah.
It's not at the top of my 50 states to revisit. You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Eve West Bessier is my guest, and she's going to be performing mostly poetry, but other art forms as well, tomorrow evening at the John Itzulis Gallery. That's at 8 o'clock at 521 First Street. It's part of the Poetry Night reading series. If you'd like to find out more about Eve, or if you'd like to join us tomorrow evening, you can discover just the information that you need at poetryindavis.com. We're concluding this segment soon, but I wanted to ask you, Eve, I've noticed that many of your poems are of a narrative nature. Have you dabbled in the narrative arts as well?
Well, I love writing short stories, especially very short fiction. I also have a science fiction novel that I've completed. So storytelling is definitely something I'm interested in, and often my poems will show up with characters. They're very, very rarely are my poems about me.
Mm-hmm.
Not even necessarily about what I'm feeling or thinking, but often these characters will come out of nowhere and they'll tell me what they're thinking and feeling and show up in the poem.
Right. And this is poetic license rather than, as I've told people, definitely not schizophrenia.
Not schizophrenia.
Okay.
No, let's hope not anyway.
All
although
right,
you can get that from your cat. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Only certain cats.
Maybe we could at some point in the future get Evan White to read a public service announcement about that. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. And he may have already written several essays on this very topic. We'll have to save that for a future show. Wonderful. And we should say something about the work that you've done in the schools of Davis and elsewhere. Do you want to plug or talk about that before we move on to your final piece?
Definitely. I am the Yolo County Coordinator for California Poets in the Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful organization and puts authors in classrooms. Unfortunately, because of the economy, our funding has been sort of dwindling over the years. But that's another thing I really want to do as Poet Laureate is seek out some grant funding so I can get back into the schools more. I generally teach 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, although I sometimes do workshops with high schools. I just recently went out to Esparto High School, and did a workshop on jazz and poetry, which was a lot of fun. So that's been a really wonderful part of my life for the last decade. I particularly love the 4th graders because they are still so willing to just experience and feel and express everything that's really happening, and they're not too concerned about peer pressure and such things yet.
Excellent. Great. What's the final piece that you'd like to share this afternoon?
Well, I'm going to do something just a little edgy, and it's maybe I'll dedicate it to the Occupy movement.
Okay, great. Let's hear something now edgy from Eve West Bessier, the Poet Laureate of the City of Davis.
I'm going to start out with just a little excerpt from Pink Floyd. Money, get away, get a good job with more pay and you're okay. Money, it's a gas, grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car, caviar, 4-star daydream, think I'll buy me a football team. Power money. Power money is a muddied green, oozing through the electronic screen, rarely seen, always leaning, pumping the consumer machine. Power money is caviar on the tongue, salt of greed, speed, seed of desire. Power money is Wall Street noise, the breathing of boys and labor, spawning more, spewing war, gun whore, environmental open sore. Power money is high-tech tease, social disease, fees, the legalese of fragmentation and decay, chemical charisma and the corporate lay. Power money is grown by the underfed, breadless, sedless flunkies, consumed by the overfed, journal-read, highly ed, FedEx junkies. Power money makes heart fickle, soul brittle, mind cold, eyes sold, words hollow, wisdom callow, and everyone lust. Wait, whose illusions feed this shallow trust fund?
That was Eve West Bessier, the new Poet Laureate of Davis, and she'll be performing as well tomorrow evening at the John Itzulis Gallery. That's at 521 First Street, starting at 8 o'clock. Get there early if you'd like to get one of the seats. Eve, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming back on my radio show.
Thanks, Andy. It was great to be here.
Same here.